I live at 641 Fifth Street, Lakewood, New Jersey. This is being tape recorded on April 25th, 2002 by Eli Bean, Lakewood historian. I'm going to tell you now is my, I had two encounters with the Reshiva Zecher Tzadik Kodesh Livracha, Rav Aaron Cutler. The first time I met him, I was a camper in a camp called Matan Torah in Mountaindale, New York. The camp was founded by Rabbis Lundens, the London brothers. And the purpose of the camp was to take high school age. The purpose of the camp was to take high school age Bachurim from around the country and be makar of them and convince them to go to yeshiva. This I was in the camp, this was around 1956, 1957. At that time, one of the key staff members of the camp was a bachur by the name of Dov Wolowitz that came from the Bronx and was a Talmud of Heichal HaTorah, the Rabbi London's yeshiva. And he was in the camp, and his main job in the camp, he was not a counselor, but he was a mashbia. His job in the camp was to convince the boys who were in the camp to go to yeshiva after the camp ended. That was his job. At that time, he was learning in Lakewood, and the Zman in Lakewood went till Tisha B'Av. However, the camp, as all camps at that time, they went July and August, and he had to leave the yeshiva early. He had to leave Lakewood early in order to go to the camp to be able to try to be makar boys to go to yeshiva, which he felt was an inyan of pikuach nefesh, of hatzolah, being the makar of boys who otherwise wouldn't go to yeshiva, boys who came from families that weren't shomer Torah mitzvahs, and he felt that it was an important thing for him to go. And Rabbi London, you know, asked him to come to the camp and to do this very, very important job. One day in the camp, he said they were looking for more boys for the second half, and Rabbi London suggested that perhaps he would go to Lakewood and meet with Rabbi Epstein, who was then the principal of the day school. And the purpose was to go there and try to recruit boys from the Lakewood area that had graduated the B'Tzal Hebrew Day School or went to the Talmud Torah that weren't continuing in their yeshiva education. So we got a car, and myself and Dov Wolowitz and perhaps one other bachur that was learning in Lakewood, I don't remember exactly who it was, but we went to Lakewood. On the way there, these two bachur, Dov Wolowitz and this other Lakewood bachur, were discussing how they would avoid bumping into the reshivas itself. I felt such a pachad, such a yira. They were saying, you know, well, the reshiva will probably be in this building, you know, when we come up, so we're going to go to this building, we'll quickly go to our rooms, and they were making all kinds of plans how to avoid bumping into the reshiva, because they were in such fear. Because they had left the Zman early, and the reshiva was very makbid that you stay till Tisha B'Av. And the last thing they wanted to do was they did not want to bump into the Rosh Hashiva. While they were discussing this, I got the impression, I had heard about Rav Aaron Cutler, that he was the Gadol HaDor, but I never saw him, I never saw a picture of him. But while they were discussing this, these two gigantic guys who were the top athletes in the camp, the top basketball players, the top baseball players, I figured that this Rav Aaron Cutler, who they were like so scared of, he must have been about 6'5". The way they were literally shaking that they should meet, that they should bump into the Rosh Hashiva. So we drove up to the old kitchen building, and they had a cheshbon that the Rosh Hashiva would be in the Beis Medrash building on 7th and Forest. The old kitchen building was located on 6th Street. Right after, you know, west of Private Way, and there was a driveway that you drive up to the side of the building, and we drove up, and their dormitory rooms were in the second floor of the old kitchen building, and there was a staircase that went like right next to where the driveway was, where you went into the building, there was a stairway going up. We parked the car, we went into the building, and lo and behold, we ran right into the Rosh Hashiva. Reb Aaron. They turned white. Of course, I didn't know who it was. I see this little man, and I see my two heroes, Reb Doiv. They were white. They were shaking. And they introduced me to the Rosh Hashiva, and the Rosh Hashiva asked me my name, where I came from. And, of course, I came from Toledo, Ohio, and he knew Rabbi Katz, Zechen Rav Nechemya Katz. There was a young man in Yeshiva, Elzari, who, at that time they weren't married yet, but he knew Rabbi Katz from Toledo. Matter of fact, he had been in Toledo when he was in, Rabbi Katz told me that he had been in Toledo the first time he came to America when he was collecting money for Kletzk in the 30s. He had been in Toledo, so he knew Rabbi Katz very well. And then he called these two Bachrim into his private study, and I was waiting outside. I don't know what happened. At that moment, I don't know what happened. But years later, I asked Dov. When they came out of that meeting, they were shaking, and they were pale. And they were tzerudavit. They were mamish tzerudavit. I remember it like yesterday. And then we went out with Rabbi Epstein, we went to try to get some more boys, and we left back to the camp. But years later, I asked Dov what happened. And Dov said that the Rosh Hashiva was very upset with them for leaving the Zman early. Dov explained to the Rosh Hashiva that he was rativing Klal Yisrael. He was rativing the Shomas, he was being Makar of Bachrim. The Rosh Hashiva said to him that the Rikur Hatzol of Klal Yisrael is that he should learn till Tisha B'Av and Dreinishkin Kop. And he said, your job right now is to learn. And, you know, the Ebershtit Nemen Care and the Klal Yisrael right now, your job is to become a Talmid Chacham, to learn Torah, and don't leave the yeshiva early. And he gave them a grace of sack. Lamaisa Dov asked him, if I recall correctly, if he could go back now. And then I think the Rosh Hashiva, you know, reluctantly, since he was already there in the camp, he gave him rishus to go back, and we went back. But I'll never forget the pacha that they had for the Rosh Hashiva, the cheretz that they had for the Rosh Hashiva. This little man, he was very short in stature. I was 15, 16 years old, and I was taller. I was much taller than the Rosh Hashiva. And the musa that he gave them, you know, that the Torah, their obligation to learn Torah and to be in the Zman and to adhere to the Seder Yeshiva, to be there till Tisha B'Av, made a tremendous impression on me and on them. The second time I met the Rosh Hashiva, this happened around 1956, 1957. The second time I met the Rosh Hashiva was, I was not in the Yeshiva, but I had come the last Simchas Torah before his Ketirah. And I was here during that time, and I went to the Shir, and I saw the Rosh Hashiva, and I said Shalom Aleichem to him, and that was the last time I saw him.
Put your name again.
This is Yaakov Mueller, my account of the two times in 1956-57 that I met the Rosh Hashiva for the first time. And the second time was shortly before the Sukkot, before his Ketura, which was in 1962, in around September of 1962. This is Yaakov Mueller, who gave this report of my eyewitness's account and speaking to the Rosh Hashiva, Rav Aaron Klotz, Zecher Tzaddik Lachavra.